She kept him chattering, while Renita muted their voices in her head, turning the pomegranate to take in its flat and faded spots, pressing on the sharp crown at the top. And when she was about to get up and wait on something else, he said, "Let's open it." Renita peeled back the rind and pried the bloodshot gems from the spongy membrane that held the whole thing together. She was struck silent, awed by the wild design of it and by the little bursts of sour, sweet juice from the seeds that turned her fingers red. There was a whole world, strange and crazy beautiful, underneath the skin. Layer on crooked layer of ruby crystals, and chambers like inside a heart.
1. February 2019. I live my life forward and backward. Seems like my body remembers what I can't afford to forget. I'll be carrying on, trying to choose right, and then the past comes for me, rumbling from my chest into my shoulders, pushing through my neck and up into my head. I try and answer its call, own where all I've been. Remember, even when forgetting feels like the only mercy. 4 years of captivity, and here I sit on this hard plastic chair, surrounded by cinder block, about to leave Oak Hills, waiting to be thrown back to the world. And I cannot get still. My knees jackhammer, my feet tap. They've got wills of their own. My interlocking fingers steeple and flatten and steeple. I try and empty my mind, but my Oak Hills life thunders to the surface and flashes before me, like those shifting pieces of colored glass in the tin kaleidoscope I had when I was 6. Damn, really? On my out day, which is stressful enough, I choose a pomegranate and try to see myself holding it, broken open, in my hands, leathery skin, pointy stalk, jeweled seeds. And I can just about feel the shape and weight of it again when I hear the shout, "Did I say you're free to go?" And I'm surprised to find myself standing up. I look the overseer in the eye. Why give him a name when all I am is inmate? And rein in my anger as I sit my ass back down. It's true what they say about time slowing down the shorter you get. These last few days have inched by, me hoping and praying I've got it in me to keep doing right. I wait to get back the belongings I came in with, wondering what my stuff will look like to me now. Clothes that no longer fit. Cheap pleather purse full of what? Lip gloss, suspended license, empty wallet, 2 keys that no longer open anything. Dear God, dear power greater than me, whoever, whatever you are, let me prove I deserve to be a mother to Amara and Theo. Let me handle my business, work my program, stay on track. Keep away from temptation. Avoid the people who can pull me down. In here, meetings give you the fellowship that gets you through and a place to say, to remember. You're a human with a story that's got a next chapter. Even if the confessing is excruciating, I'll find a meeting and go every day if I have to. Own being powerless and powerful. Choose right. Behind the walls in this concrete desert, everything's regulated and decided for you. All the everyday stuff, the what's and the when's. Wake up and go to chow. Get your meds. Go outside and come back in. Take a shower. Go to sleep. Line up for this. Sit down and wait for that. And all those things that on the outside you do and pay no attention? Behind the walls, they're the high points of your day. Makes me feel like that German shepherd of Jasper's. He named him King and kept him in a chain-link corridor. Nobody ever played with him or loved on him. He lived to eat. Buff that floor, scrape those plates.